those two words in my heart of being hospitable and being radical in your hospitality in the same time. And I haven't even told you guys that, but that was such a blessing. And just hearing him speak earlier, just saying, yo, we love having people in our homes. That's such a mark of the gospel, you know, bringing people in and having an open door. Jy kan amper sê, soos, hulle deur is ook gebreek, want daar kan heeltyd mense net inkom. Yeah, awesome to have you guys here. What a good word also, Sue, that has really emboldened me today, because what we're going to do today is something of encouraging one another to leave the safe space. You know, sometimes we think, and I'm going to start with a confession this morning, that my mind is on the things that are not working this morning. It is on the door, like, sheesh, we had a working party yesterday, and now the door is broken this morning. How is that possible? And the coffee machine, just all these things stacking up. And, you know, I must say, the Lord just rebuking me this morning to say, listen, you can be so focused on that and then miss what I want to do this morning. Be so focused on that, and your heart can be in such turmoil that you're not seeing me, and you're not reflecting me. And so, actually, that's not the confession. The confession is, in wanting to get things on track again, I was short with a couple of people, including my wife. And it says, "Kom, let's begin." And that's not the mark of love, being short on both of us. So I want to, you know, repent publicly this morning. I missed it in that moment, being short. That's me leaving the safe space. Yeah. So, what is Loli? Say back. Sorry, Loli. Yeah. Awesome. So what I want to do this morning is this. I had another preach for this morning. Maar ons het 'n hap meeting gehad hierdie Woensdag. En al wat ons gedoen het die oggend was om mekaar te encourage en te prophesy oor mekaar. En dit het so vir my re-envision, dit het my invigorate, dit het gemaak dat ek net, oh Jesus, ek is so lief vir jou, ek wil net meer tyd in jou teenwoordigheid spandeer, net honger vir meer van jou. En ek het gevoel die Here wil daai onder ons kom doen vir oggend. Maar dit gaan beteken dat ons nie net ontvangers is nie, but that we leave the safe space this morning. En kan ek gesien wie het, wat hierso sit, het nog nooit vir iemand anders 'n woord gegee, soos, oh, ek voel hierdie skrif, of ek wil graag vir jou bid. Is daar iemand wat nog nooit dit gedoen het nie? Beautiful. Net Barry. Jo, so julle allemaal, ons kan eintlik dadelijk oorgaan op prophesying toe, wat... Ja, so ek wil vanoggend net so a paar goedjies deel, want what is prophesying? Jesus tells his disciples that my sheep will hear my voice. And you know what prophesying really is? Sharing what I hear the shepherd saying, that's when I share it with somebody else. It's saying this is what God thinks about this situation. This is his voice concerning your life. And the beauty of this is we read, I think it's in Proverbs or Psalms, when it says, the thoughts of the Lord is as plentiful as the sands on the seashore. And that is incredible. And he has thoughts regarding you. And maybe your thoughts about his thoughts aren't good thoughts. You think, what good can God think about me? And maybe this morning we will have the opportunity to prophesy over one another, to encourage one another. Because when Paul starts to write about, so maybe also to say, when he writes about prophesying, he says this in 1 Corinthians, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their building up, for encouragement and consolation. And here you see prophecy is actually defined by what it does. It encourages, it stirs up the congregation. It builds people up in their faith. It encourages them onto greater obedience. It stirs them onto greater devotion unto Jesus. So prophecy adds movement to the congregation. That's a beauty of what it does. And when people leave after somebody has truly prophesied over you, there's a sense of, oh, I'm just so in love with Jesus. I want to devote my life to him afresh. Just want to give myself, because we see, I'm getting a bit ahead of myself, but we see that when the Spirit reveals God's thoughts to us, it's actually Jesus being revealed in our midst. And when Jesus is revealed, then adoration starts to rise in our midst. So when we encourage one another, and sometimes I would not have a prophecy for somebody, but I would just start by encouraging them. And before I know it, then I would be at a place where I am actually prophesying over them. Okay, so we're going to do that later. We're going to leave the safe space. But before I do that, I just want to give a couple of checks that I do before I prophesy over somebody. And the Bible says, eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you should prophesy. Okay, so there's an encouragement. That's not just for the leaders, eh? That's for everybody. So the commanders, almal van ons moet dit eagerly desire. We must desire spiritual gifts. Hoekom moet ons geestelike gawes begeer? Hoekom moet ons dit wil hê? Hoekom moet ons wil funksioneer? Want Paulus sê, so that the body may be built up. Okay, so that people may be encouraged. So that we may be stirred up, cheered up, all right, and built up. Okay, it's the beauty of the spiritual gifts. But today we're specifically speaking about the gift of prophecy. And so today we are going to workshop this a bit. So I can see some of you are a bit nervous. There's some are smiling nervously. So, maar ons gaan vandag 'n kans kry om, ja, vir mekaar te bid, mekaar te bemoedig. So ek wil amper sê, moenie nou so erg fokus aan wat gaan my woord wees, dat jy actually nie hoor wat die Here eers wil sê. Okay. Goed, so die eerste ding wat belangrik is gebed. Kom, ek bid vir ons. Ja. Vader, dankie dat U lewendig is. En dat U vandag nog praat. En dankie dat U sê, my sheep, hear my voice. And this morning we want to say, we position ourselves to hear your voice. We are ready to hear your voice. Here we are, Lord. We want to come to listen this morning before we do anything else. Ask that you would give us the words this morning to encourage one another, to build one another up in their faith, to stir one another up, to encourage one another while it is still called today. Thank you, Lord, that you're already speaking to us. We love you, Lord. We ask that the fruit of this morning would be a greater devotion to the person of Jesus. That Jesus revealed would lead to people laying down their lives for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Awesome. The first thing I would like to say is, when we prophesy, we come in humbly, okay? We come in, as that song says, we come in low, okay? Because Paul says, we all see in part and we prophesy in part. So I do not see the entire picture. And so it's better to come in low and not to think of myself as I'm higher than you, but to say, let me read that scripture in Romans 12 verse 3, for I say, though, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one in a measure of faith. Maybe it's good to say this, that God is not impressed when we prophesy. He's not impressed when we pray for somebody and they get healed. He's not impressed by those signs. Why not? Because He is the one doing them. He is not impressed by those things, and neither should we. Okay, the disciples come and they're so excited about, we prayed and demons left people. And then God said, don't be impressed about those things, but rather that your name is written in the book of life. All right, so we must remember, when we prophesy, when we give somebody a word, we do it humbly. All right, we don't announce ourselves as the prophet. You know, I'm the prophet of God, the man of God, and I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to share God's voice with you now. Now, that doesn't mean that we are timid. It does mean we can come in confidence, but we come in the confidence He gives us, all right? We're not arrogant. We don't try to reveal ourselves and how good we are. We try to reveal the beauty of Christ to hearts so that it would stir a greater devotion, so that it will build the church, so that it will comfort hearts that are broken. All right, does that make sense? Okay, so the first one, we come in humility, and I just have two more points to share, and then it's your turn. All right, so the other one, the second one, when we prophesy, we do it out of a place of love, and that's super important. Is we must understand that we do not want to make ourselves known. We do not want people to remember, oh, daai woord wat Jan gegee het, dit was goed. Daai Jan kan profiteer. We don't want people to remember us. We want people to say, oh, Jesus is beautiful. Jesus revealed has stirred me. I just want to go spend time with him. I just want to read my Bible. I just want to pray. I just want more of him. Like, that's what the prophetic does. It stirs us onto loving him more. And so Paul does write, it's actually quite beautiful. He speaks about the gifts of the Spirit, but in the chapter before that, he defines love, and then the chapter after that, he also speaks about love. So he's emphasizing that the gifts, when it functions in isolation of love, is nothing. Als een deel wat hy sê, al kan ek engele tale praat, en al kan ek al die geheimenisse openbaar, maar ek het die liefde nie, dan is ek net geraas. And that's important when we come and we share Jesus' heart with some voice with somebody. We must remember that he's calling us to also share his heart. And he loves. So we must come in a posture of loving one another. And to emphasize this, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4, pursue love and earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you should prophesy. So when we come and pray for somebody, we encourage somebody, we prophesy over somebody, then we do it with a posture of, I love you. All right, does that make sense? Okay. And then the last one. This is just a very quick little checklist that we get. Is it in love? Is it in humility? And then the last one, do we prophesy to make Jesus known? Is it our heart's desire that we want Jesus to be known in our midst? We want him to be revealed in our midst. We want him to be adored in our midst. Is that the heart of why we share the word of God with people? So maybe to read the scripture. Oh man, it's John 15, verse 26. Jesus says this, when the advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit who comes from the Father, he will testify about me. So what does the Spirit do? It testifies about who Jesus is. And so remember when we read Corinthians 14, when he speaks about the gifts of the Spirit, all those gifts are to highlight, magnify, reveal, testify about the person of Jesus. That's beautiful, the humility of the Spirit. Being God, his focus is to illuminate the Son, to reveal the Son. And when we prophesy over somebody, when we encourage one another from this place with the end to, to reveal what God's voice is to somebody else, it's with the aim to, I want you to see Jesus. I actually want to stir a greater devotion in your heart to him. And we do that through sharing the word, actual like scripture. In what other ways do we do that? Maybe we have a picture, like a boat out of being pushed. What else? I want your participation, if it's possible. A word of wisdom. Okay, maybe just somebody brings their difficulty towards you. Okay, they say, yo. Like, I think what Lance did this morning, we came with everything that was broken, and he responded with, well, look at what is not broken. Look at the people, because that's God's emphasis this morning. It's actually not on the door or the coffee machine, but the people who has been transformed, who's been made new. That's a word of wisdom to settle a heart again. All right. What else? Maybe you've had a dream. God can speak through a dream. How else does he speak? Sorry? Visions, dreams, songs. All right. Xavier, you're going to sing this morning. I want to say this. because we are going to workshop it, guys, we are allowed to make a couple of mistakes, okay? Ons word toegelaat. Dis 'n safe space om 'n paar foute te maak. Weet jy hoekom? Want die skrif sê ook vir ons, we are to test prophecy. Okay. We are to now we must hold this balance because on the one side we must not treat prophecy with contempt. Dis nie soos ag, dit was nou net 'n workshop, so ek gaan alles ignoreer. Because maybe God does speak this morning and I have faith that he will speak this morning to our hearts. But we must also test it. We can't just take everything in, all right? We must test it against the word of God. Is it confirmed in the word of God or is it contrary to the word of God? And you know, an obvious example would be if somebody says, you know, the Lord has another wife for you. I'm like, well, I don't think so. Yeah, because I am married. And that'd be contrary to scripture. You understand? And we also, how else do we test it? We test it with an inner witness. There's a sense like, I feel like this is God. And then the other test is actually if we go to our leaders and go to other people who we trust and whom we love and say, listen, this what was prophesied? What are your thoughts about this? Does that make sense? So we are to test. We are not to treat it with contempt. We are to eagerly desire the gifts. We are to come in a spirit of humility. We are to come with a heart to encourage and to comfort and to build up. We are to come with a heart to illuminate the sun and to stir up a devotion in the congregation, to help to prepare the bride. All right. Isn't that glorious that God would use us broken vessels? We know who we are. That's why sometimes we are so timid to act in scenarios like this. But God doesn't care who we are. He just wants himself to be known. All right. So can I... Some of us will walk slowly this morning and stumble a bit and fall, but that's okay. All right. So are we ready to workshop this? Okay. First of all, yeah, you have a question. You will get it. You will get an opportunity to prophesy, Miles. I know you're excited. So what I actually want to do before we start, I actually have a couple of public words for a couple of guys. But before we do that, Lumon, wat dink jy? Dink jy ons moet eers 'n paar public release om 'n bietjie faith te stir? All right, let's do that. Okay. So ek het nou vir 'n paar mense gebid, so ek het 'n paar goedjies prepare, maar ek gaan nou soos wat die Here my lei. So die eerste persoon vir wie ek voel ek het 'n woord is vir Greg. Nou Greg, ek dink jy het al 'n paar keer die gedagtes gehad, as jy in 'n toolbox kyk, wat se tool sal jy wees? Waarskynlik die hamer. Nee? Want jy is die een wat seker maak dat die regte spykers ingeslaan word. Maar ek voel die Here wil, en is besig in daai proses om te sê, Greg, een hamer het nie net een funksie nie. Hy slaan nie net spykers in nie. Hy haal ook spykers wat skeef geslaan is uit. En ek dink daar's 'n die Here is besig om mense oor jou pad te bring wat daai wat 'n pa nodig het. En jy soos dis nie ek prophesy nou blindly nie want ek ken jou. Ek het al gesien wat se mense al oor die jare in julle huis was en met hoe baie hulle praat van, "Joh, Greg en Margaret, hulle is ouers vir ons." Hulle en hoe die Here in hulle iets gesond gemaak het deur julle. En dis nie net omdat jy goed ingeslaan het nie. Dis is omdat die Here jou help om ook daai goedjies wat hulle leens wat hulle glo om dit uit te haal. En die skrif praat van if anybody who is caught in a sin you who is godly should restore him gently. En ek voel daai is nie net dat jy ruk dit uit nie want jy weet jy gaan die hout seer maak. Mense doen dit gently. En ek dink die Here is besig om jou te leer hoe om daai controlling that strength so that you won't hurt but you will heal. And yeah, beautiful. Awesome. Voordat ek nog vir iemand deel, het iemand 'n woord vir iemand spesifiek wat hulle voel hulle wil, hulle het faith om dit public te doen. Of moet ek gou vir nog, miskien moet ek nog so 'n paar doen, maar kom ons trust dat faith sal stir en dat een van julle ook ietsie sal deel. Okay. Awesome. Ons kyk gou vir wie ek nog. Hmm. Hallo Mon. Dit is interessant as jy kyk na die skyscrapers in Amerika. Hulle het nie noodwendig klomp diep fondasies gegooi, soos meterlang fondasies gegooi om dit so hoog te kry nie. Al wat hulle gedoen het is hulle het bedrock gevind. Nou dit is soos hulle grawe dit oop en dit is eintlik rots wat onder die grond is en hulle het die gebou vasgemaak aan daai fondasie. En daai fondasie veroorsaak dat dit baie hoog kan gaan. En ek voel net as ek kyk wat die Here in jou lewe doen die laaste ruk is, hy's besig om die bedrock te reveal vir jou. En ek dink die bedrock is die karakter van God. Ek dink hy's besig om sy karakter meer en meer vir jou te openbaar en te sê Lomon, die bron van strength in jou is nie jy nie. Dit is wat ek vir jou openbaar van wie ek is. En jy hoef nie bang te wees om hoog te gaan en om baie te doen nie, want dit is nie in jou krag nie. En ek dink die Here wil dit vir jou encourage, want die burdens wat jy dra, is omdat hy jou foundation is, nie jou strength jou foundation is nie. Amen. Ja, dit is hy in Psalm 1, daai boom wat geplant is by die waters. En jy weet, en hy dra vrug, en hy is evergreen. Jy weet, dis beauty, beautiful. Alright. Wie nog? Ludie. Voordat ek vir jou vra om te prophesy, voel ek net of ek moet vir jou hierdie sê, soos ek en ons as die leiers, ons vertrou jou. Okay. Dis al wat ek wil sê. Michelle, kan ek iets vir jou deel? So, in julle besigheid, wie is die dromer onder julle twee? Is dit jy? Het jy partykeer nodig om mense te herinner hoe die eindproduk lyk, sodat hulle kan uithou? Ja, en ek voel daai is hoe die Here jou nie net in die besigheid gebruik hier, maar ook in die kerk wil gebruik, hoe jy prophetically saam met mense droom, hoe jy vir hulle wys, hierdie is waar die eindpunt is, amper soos 'n ma wat vir die kinders sê, ek weet, dis nou warm in die kar, en ek weet, dis 'n lang pad, maar moenie worry nie, daar is 'n see aan die einde van hierdie, daar is goeie eindbestemming, en ek voel die Here sê, Michelle, ek wil net 'n bietjie terugstap, want ek wil jou kom encourage, ek wil jou herinner aan wat die eindproduk is, ek wil jou herinner hoekom dit die moeite werd is om aan te hou. Jy mag maar aanhou, jy mag uithou. Ek wil droom saam met jou, sodat jy kan aanhou, sodat jy kan uithou, en sodat jy kan endure. Amen. Kom, Erich.
Jou hand opgesteek omdat jy iets wil hê.
Nee. Ek voel, ek het vir jou, Dan, 'n woord, en ek is herinner aan ook eintlik skyscrapers, maar in China, en wat hulle daar begin doen het, om er op baie groot aardbewings, as jy sal weet, as 'n meganiese ingenieur is, hulle het 'n counterweight in die gebou begin hang, wat so dat as die gebou begin vibreer, die counterweight eintlik beweeg, maar die gebou staan stil. So hy vat al daai momentum, en hy hou die gebou reg op. En ek voel die Here wil jou gebruik as 'n counterweight in die community waar jy nou is. Want ek voel jy is surrounded met 'n klomp jong mans. En ek voel hulle is op 'n punt waar hulle fondasie gaan begin ruk. Of hulle gaan begin ruk. En jy is daar geplaas om daai counterweight te wees. Om daai stability te bring. En dat jy op daai manier mense se lewens gaan red. En ek praat nie van fisiese lewens nie. Ek praat van soos hulle ewigheid gaan red.
I have something for you guys. I've gotten, if you don't know each other at all. So I saw you guys standing, both of you, standing at a river, and it was rough. So you guys standing, and then the river would go down, and then there'd be a flood, and then it would go down again, and there'd be a flood, but you kept standing. you stand. And in the process, I saw the rocks from the river building a house around you. As the river comes down, rocks come and it establishes. And I just feel the Lord honoring you for standing, staying in that river, whether it's rough or whether it's not. And He's honoring you with establishing that house around you.
Yeah, beautiful. Tannie Susan, Tannie Susan het al een keer vir my gesê, sy is lief vir die jeug, want sy wens sy het vroeër by die Here uitgekom. En Tannie Susan, ek het net hierdie skrif in Psalm 92, wat ek dink, dit is so encouraging, dat herinner my so baie aan jou, dat sê, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming that the Lord is upright. En praat eintlik daarvan van 'n dadelpalm. En 'n dadelpalm vir die eerste 8 jaar dra hulle niks vrug nie. En dan vandat hulle begin vrug dra, dan hulle toe so tot jaar 15, dan het hulle full production. En dan dra hulle vrug totdat hulle tot 100 plus. En Hulle word eintlik geëer as bome wat soos regtig goeie longevity het. Nou ek sien nou besig om te profeteer oor ouderdom nie. Dat is Susan, maar ek is besig om te profeteer oor vrugtevolheid. Ek dink daar's jy's 'n baie fruitful saint in die lewe van die gemeente, in die manier wat jy bid, in die manier wat jy disipel, in die manier wat jy al my baie keer bemoedig het wanneer ek 'n woord bring wat ek weet dit gaan nie baie van gehou word nie. Soos, jy is regtig fruitful. Maar ek voel amper die Here sê, daar is selfs nog meer. Want ek voel, die fokus was miskien nog net op, om fruitful te wees vir die jonger generasie, en om hulle te disipel, en vir hulle te bid, en hulle deur te bring. Maar ek voel ook die Here sê, daar is ook 'n porsie vir jou onder jou peers, onder mense wat jou ouderdom is. Voor jou example, hulle kan encourage om te sê, ek gaan nie, omdat ek besig is om bietjie ouer te raak, skielik minder lief wees vir Jesus, of minder fruitful wees nie. Ek gaan amper meer produktief wees, omdat ek weet my tyd is min. Ja, ons wil dankie sê vir die blessing wat jy is, Tannie Susan. Nog iemand? Wie se geloof voel al so bietjie gister? Oké, ek wonder of ons 'n groepsaktiwiteit miskien moet doen. Kom ons doen dit. Ek voel daar's 'n paar wat miskien wil waag, maar miskien 'n bietjie versigtig is. So, hier is ons groepsaktiwiteit en ek dink kom ons gee so 'n paar minute net vir julle om nou jy hoef iets op te maak. Jy kan regtig na iemand toe gaan en sê ek het actually nie nou iets nie. Kan ek gou hierdie storie vertel? Ons was een keer in 'n community en die community was, kom ons prophesy oor mekaar. En hierdie vrou is, ek moet nou dink aan iets, want het is amper my beurt en ek het absoluut niks nie. En hoe nader het kom aan haar, hoe minder het sy iets. En toe sy uiteindelik kom by, want jy moes geprofiteer het oor die persoon langs jou. Toe sê sy net, ek is so jammer, maar ek het absoluut niks. Ek hoor die Here se stem hier. En in hierdie oomblik soos, ek voel so ver van hom af. En die persoon langs haar begin het soos breek en begin huil. En sê sy, dit wat jy nou gesê het, is precies wat in my hart aangaan. Ek hoor hier die Here nie. Ek voel ver van my af. En ons kon vir albei daai mense bid. So kan ek sê soos, don't force it. Be honest. En jy sal verbaas wees op watter maniere die Here werk. Ok. So kom ons doen 'n eenvoudige oefening. So, we see that when we prophesy, the church is built up, it is encouraged. Now, we know one another. So, kan ek vra, dat jy na iemand toe gaan en begin deur iemand te encourage, iets wat jy van Jesus in hulle sien. En hou net so nog so bietjie aan praat, en miskien is daar 'n plek van, okay, now I can really go from the safe space and really encourage and prophesy. Julle hoor wat ek sê? So, gaan na iemand toe, kan ek miskien 'n voorbeeld noem? Kom ons begin met 'n voorbeeld. Erich, ek het nou nie, hierdie is nie scripted nie, nee. Ek gaan nou net Hierdie in die oomblik raw. Erich, ek wil jou encourage want ek dink jy het so baie glue ge-add tot hierdie gemeente. Uit omdat jy 'n ou is van relationships, wat relationships high. Ag, omdat jy moeite doen met mense, omdat jy incheck met mense, omdat jy vra, hoorie, hoe gaan dit nou met daai? Daar is iets van a great shepherd heart wat jy carry. En ek voel die laaste ruk wat die Here kom doen het, is hy daai shepherd heart, hy nog iets bykom gee, amper soos nog 'n pijl in die boog. So hier is die deel waar ek nou prophesy. Ek sien hoe die Here nog 'n pijl in jou koker kom sit. En dis een van prophecy, van om soos wat jy relationship het met mense, te sien wat wil die Here in hulle harte doen, wat se gifts wil hy release in hulle, hoe wil hy hulle gebruik. Ek kan sien hoe die Here dit doen in die konteks van jou community, maar ook die gemeente. En ek wil sê, ek kan sien hoe jy baie relational authority dra in die lewe van die gemeente. En die skrif sê, we are to rebuke and encourage with all authority. En ek kan sien hoe die Here daai twee vir jou as 'n balance gee, soos wat jy tyd met mense spandeer. To do it with the authority that God has given you. Alright. So begin met encouragement, and before you know it. Alright, so, kan ek vra dat jy na iemand toe gaan, en selfs dat jy waag met 'n vreemdeling, wat jy nie ken, en jy het al iets gesien, ja, ek appreciate hierdie. Oké, okay, so kom ons doen dit vir 5 minute. Doen dit met mekaar en dan bid jy vir mekaar. Kan ons dit doen? Let's do that. En dan gaan ons nog 'n paar public. Alright. Ja, almal opstaan, gaan vind iemand. Ja, sorry om julle te onderbreek, maar iets wat ek oplet is mense begin ondooi en soos wat hulle klaar is, gaan praat hulle met iemand anders. Ek wil encourage soos actually gaan encourage hulle ook. Prophesy oor hulle ook. Moenie net wag nie. All right. Awesome. Jou vir het. So, ek kan sien julle, hier is nog baie mense wat nog besig is. Julle is welkom om nog na die tyd aan te hou en aan te hou. Ek wil nog een laaste public woord release, maar voordat ek dit doen, wie voel hulle was opgebou in hulle geloof? Ja, meer mense hierdie kant, is het julle die vraag vir hoog gehoor hierdie kant? Wie van julle is geinvigorate of gerefresh deur die teenwoordigheid van die Here? Wie voel, joh, dis lekker om gebruik te word deur die Here, dis lekker om, ja, wie voel, ek kan nie wag vir my volgende geleentheid? Ja, so kan ek julle encourage, dat wanneer ons by mekaar kom, of het is vir communities, of het is vir, ek gaan eet by iemand, kan ek vraag dat ons hierdie ding exercise met mekaar. Vraag die Here, wat is hierdie een ding wat hierdie persoon het? Hoe is hierdie persoon Jesus? Hoe kan ek hom encourage? Hoe kan ek haar encourage? Hoe kan ek vir haar bid? That we would be a community that encourage one another. That prophesy over one another. Right, ons die Here se stem met mense deel. Daar is niks wat so refresh soos die living waters van Jesus se stem nie. Alright. So nog een woord en dan gaan ek vir ons bid. Lance felt something.
I'm speak English. It's the worship team training. So, just something beautiful I felt, that there was somebody here, your name, you don't like it. You don't like your name. If you were to be your parents, you would have not given that name. And maybe you're even using another name or a nickname. So I'm risking. Is there somebody that says, yeah, that's me? One? Is it? Two? Wow. But this is what I felt God say. I love the sound of your name. Because when I hear your name, my heart thrills because it's you. I felt like God said, I love the sound of your name because it's you. And his heart is excited and he finds joy and pleasure in you. And just to say that. So Father, would you come? You are the Father of fathers. And you've never made mistakes. And I thank you that you find joy and pleasure in this, in them, in these ladies, in their name. When you hear their name, your ear is turned towards them. Father, when you hear the name, your face is turned towards them. And we pray your incredible presence of acceptance and joy over them this morning. For you are a good Father. And I thank you for these ladies, that they are beautifully and wonderfully made in your image. And before they were born, you knew them. Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you so much. Kan ek nog een ding sê wat vir my a highlight was, is there isn't something, ons het hier al baie gehoor, there's not something as a junior